You're listening to the Texas Standard.
In Texas, we're concerned about the weather because it is no laughing matter. I mean, there's a crack on my windshield, proof of the fury with which hail fell from the sky. It's no exaggeration to say the weather is wreaking havoc in many parts of Texas. Just yesterday, tornadoes touched down near Rockport and Refugio. KUT Austin's Jimmy Moss reports people in at least three Texas communities still trying to recover from Hurricane Harvey today are once again picking up the pieces.
The National Weather Service assessed damage in Holiday Beach, Seadrift, and Woodsboro. The agency confirmed a tornado touchdown in all three towns early Thursday morning. Woodsboro Mayor Kay Roach says it seemed like there were several tornadoes that came through her town of 1500 southwest of Refugio. She says there were roofs torn away, lots of trees, and a few power lines were blown down, all hitting a population that is still recovering from Hurricane Harvey.
Some of them are still set back and, you know, struggling to try to get the repairs. And now that it's just another setback for a lot of the citizens here.
San Antonio television station KSAT reports seven people had to be rescued from a Holiday Beach home after it lost its roof during the storm.
I'm Jimmy Moss for the Texas Standard.
You may have heard about the devastation of many places in southeast Texas after Hurricane Harvey. But listen to this. The small city of Port Arthur is not only worried about recovery efforts. City leaders now worry the many people displaced by the storm won't come back. Even before Harvey hit, people living in Port Arthur were already having a hard time making ends meet. The Texas Observer reports the city had double-digit unemployment and high poverty rates, and that could give residents who left even less incentive to return. Here to talk about the city's recovery is the mayor of Port Arthur, Derek Ford Freeman. Mayor Freeman, thank you for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So, Mayor, tell me, how did your city fare with the recent rains this week?
Well, you know, it's been a struggle. From Hurricane Harvey, we lost approximately $26 million worth of service trucks, being grapple trucks, vacuum trucks, you know, the things that we use to provide service for our citizens. So we've been working to clean it out and get our city cleaned back up, but it's been an uphill battle. Yes, ma'am.
And you were talking about some of the money that was lost, but we read that it was announced, you know, that Port Arthur is facing a $32 million funding shortfall. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes, ma'am. You know, a lot of our tax base is connected to our property tax, obviously. And when, you know, you have 75% of the homes just about in the city that were affected by Harvey, obviously, our property tax values are going to go down. So, you know, we're facing that. And then a lot of the infrastructure that was hanging on, the 100-year-old pipes, the 60-year-old lines that we had in the ground, the problems really were exposed by Harvey. So, you know, you add some of the line items that were running in the red with some of the older problems that we're already facing. We have some money to come up with. Yes, ma'am. It's around $30, $35 million.
So will emergency funds from the state and federal government, could that help? How are you looking at that?
Well, you know, we're trying to leverage our state funds, our federal funds, our insurance funds, and some philanthropic funds. You know, there's several lines of resources right now. We're just making sure that we can, you know, do more with less. There's going to be some insurance gaps. There's going to be some other funding gaps. So, you know, we're just trying to see which combination and where we can get our hands on grant dollars and low interest loans to crawl back out of this hole that we've gotten into.
Yeah. Have you run the numbers? Do you know how much money you're getting from the state and from the feds?
Not yet. You know, I know they just passed their most recent bill of about $90 billion. And we're going to see how that gets divvied up, you know, amongst the states. I know they had California that was involved, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Florida, and Texas. So, you know, we're going to see how big that piece of the pie is. Port Arthur, of course, was heavily devastated. And I hope that reflects in the allocations of the funding that's coming down.
Mayor, I've been hearing city officials are concerned about the upcoming census because of the population decline after Harvey. What do you do?
Well, you know, we make sure that we're providing services and trying to do things on a level of excellence that gets people back to our city. You know, one thing that's awesome about our city is we're Hispanic or majority city, should I say. We're about 40% African-American, 40% Hispanic. And our Hispanic community has been resilient. You know, they've really kicked in, and in some of these homes that may have been condemned or dilapidated, they with the skills come in and got some of these homes in our neighborhoods built back up. So, you know, we're looking at about 1,500 to 2,000 people, some say up to 5,000 people. But again, where the census coming up is a great concern to me, because we were teetering on that 55,000 population number. And if we drop below 50, obviously that cuts off certain automatic funding from the federal government and the state. So, you know, we want to make sure that we get our people back. We're doing programs and getting dollars from our regional planning commission to make sure that we show folks that this is where they need to spend the rebuilding dollars.
Mayor Derek Ford Freeman, thank you so much for speaking to us. He is the mayor of Port Arthur, Texas.
Thank you for having me.